This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Will the lack of a red wave during the midterms lead to a more emboldened Biden? I hope not. More pork barrel spending, higher taxes, a deepening of inflation. If you're unsure how the next 2 years will unfold, talk today to Birch Gold Group about protecting your savings with gold. That's why I've bought gold from them multiple times from Birch Gold, and you can too. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. That's right. They'll help you own gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Here's what you need to do. Text Dan. D-A-N to 989-898 to claim your free info kit on gold, and then talk to one of their precious metal specialists. They'll hold your hand through the whole process. Protect yourself with gold today by texting Dan to 989-898. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Listen, we've said often to the point where I get it may bother you a little bit, but it's important I tattoo it on your skull. And many of you know it because I see you tweet about it. Oh, Bongino said that, and I appreciate it. Yes, it's hypocrisy what the left does, but they don't care because to them it's hierarchy. See, when you're a power-hungry totalitarian, all you care about is power. And if people point out your hypocrisy, you flip them the double-barreled family-friendly middle finger because you're all about power. And your thing is, I have it, you don't, shut up. You're never going to see a better example than this. So you see this Fox story. The ex-Twitter safety chief is now admitting that censoring the Hunter Biden scandal right before the election was, quote, a mistake. Gee, thanks. Wow. Look at that. Joe, a year plus late and a dollar short, they finally admit it was a mistake. Now, he's apologizing. But as I told you many times before, this is all a scam, okay? The left doesn't care that one guy, the CEO of Twitter, manipulated an election prior to Elon Musk, that they don't care about that at all because they, you know, they had the power. Like him, I have the power. They had the power. They don't care. Yet it's really strange. When it was one guy, the prior CEO of Twitter, who was on their side censoring stuff, they loved it. Now that it's another guy who claims he's not going to censor stuff anymore for them, all of a sudden Pocahontas is having a meltdown. Pocahontas wants to post her powwow chow recipe and she doesn't want fact checkers on her. So Pocahontas, again, I'm telling you, Joe never left. This is not hypocrisy. They don't care. Elizabeth Warren, is a socialist totalitarian. She doesn't care. You point out how hypocritical it was. She said nothing when the same Twitter company run by a different CEO helped them get elected. Here, I want you to listen. This is important. So she's confronted by, I think it's Jackie Heinrich over at Fox, Elizabeth Warren, and asked about Twitter. And I want you to listen to her comments. All of a sudden now, she has a problem with one guy in charge. She has no problem with Zuckerberg. She has no problem with TikTok. She has no problem with them censoring. Here, listen to this.
Republicans say that Democrats are picking on Elon Musk.
Elon Musk is doing just fine.
But do you think that users have a right to freedom of speech, even if what they're saying is wrong or offensive?
I think that one human being should not decide how millions of people communicate with each other. One human being should not be able to go into a dark room by himself and decide, oh, that person gets heard from, that person doesn't. That's not how it should work.
Now, I'm going to take this in a different direction here for a second. Well, same direction, different person. I set it up this way on purpose. So Pocahontas there, the author of Pow Wow Chow, she is very concerned about one guy deciding what you can or can't see on the internet. Now, it was Apple's Tim Cook that wiped Parler off the internet when they decided to wipe Parler off the App Store, meaning it was not findable in the App Store. Elon claims they were threatening Tim Cook and Apple to pull Twitter off that. Now they're backing down. Twitter is saying, Apple's saying, we never intended on doing that. But it's strange because we haven't heard anything about Elizabeth Warren defending Twitter's right to exist as an app on Apple devices and an iOS. despite the fact that one person, Tim Cook, ultimately will make that call. It's kind of strange. It's almost as if Elizabeth Warren is entirely full of crap, which of course she is. But you have to understand, it is totally in your face. Again, it's a hallmark of a totalitarian. Pointing out the hypocrisy to them is of no use to changing their mind. So why do you do it, Dan? Because I have a feeling I can change some of your minds. No, not you, the conservatives and liberty lovers out there, but independents who listen to this show. The show's been catching on a lot. Our audience has grown dramatically. We look at the numbers all the time, dramatically. It's not all conservative. There are people from the other side and independents tuning into this show. I read the feedback. They are totally in your face with it. Apple, right now, Apple is out there assisting the Chinese Communist Party, according to a recent report, by shutting down AirDrop and limiting it to 10 minutes so that protesters against the Chinese Communist Party, their COVID death policies, right? So that they can't AirDrop information to people at the request of the Chinese Communist Party. Apple did that for them. And yet it's strange. The Biden administration, Pocahontas and others have been strangely quiet about this. A company, Apple, US-based company, working with a communist government to censor free speech. And their line for not saying anything, keep this in your head as you watch these clips. This is the greatest takedown I've seen on TV in a long time. Martha McCallum versus John Kirby. The White House's excuse for not speaking out for free speech in China is Apple's a private company. It can do what they want. Yet the strange thing is, so is Twitter. But they have nothing. All they want to say about that is how we're going to be watching Twitter. Elizabeth Warren basically threatening Elon.
More in a minute, but first.
Omaha Steaks, folks. You know I love Omaha Steaks. I was a customer way before they were a sponsor because the food is just plain delicious. The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts in Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. You will be a hero if you go to omahasteaks.com. Use code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, at checkout to get $30 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignons, air-chill boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Every steak and every entree is flash-frozen, vacuum-sealed, and ready to share with your family and friends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Go today. Use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart. It's a great gift for the stomach, too. A gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable, delicious bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bongino at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Thanks, Omaha Steaks. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. I want you to listen to this. This happened on Fox yesterday. This was an assault on live television. Someone should have dialed 911 immediately. White House press communications guy, John Kirby, who's just humiliating himself. I've got more of him. Just stop, John. Just stop. You had a nice career before. You just stop. Please stop. They got three cuts from this. I want you to listen to all of this. I would have played it through, but 3 minutes, a long time. So I broke it down into three cuts. Here's cut one, where Martha McCallum asked John Kirby this exact question. You're attacking a private company, Twitter, because you don't like their politics and they may expose the Hunter Biden story. And yet Apple, who may be assisting the Chinese Communist Party, you're not attacking them because they're a private company. And that makes sense to you? Here's cut one. Check this out.
This is an interesting situation that has developed with Apple. And I want to start there and get your take on what Apple is doing, because they have restricted, which is what the Chinese government wants, some use of AirDrop ability from iPhone to iPhone, because they're cutting the service down. And this is the way the protesters are communicating with each other. What does the White House, what do you say to Apple about helping the Chinese government to keep their people under control?
Look, in general, and we've been clear about this all around the world, we want the individual citizens, no matter what government they live under, to be able to communicate freely and openly, transparently and reliably. And we've made that clear with respect to Iran, and we certainly continue to make that clear here with respect to China.
Have you made that clear to Apple?
Apple's a private company, Martha. They have to make decisions, and they have to speak for those decisions. But here at the White House, here in the administration, we want to see that individual citizens, whether they're protesting or not, but in this case, I know that's the context we're talking about, are able to communicate freely and openly.
Again, she points out obvious hypocrisy, but proving my point, again, you're not wasting your time here, that communist totalitarians and authoritarian regimes don't give a damn about you pointing out the hypocrisy. Kirby doesn't care at all. He doesn't care at all that Martha's like, you won't say anything to Apple for assisting the Chinese Communist Party because they're a private company, while you're simultaneously calling out a private company who may expose your boss's malfeasance on Twitter. And that makes Kirby doesn't care one bit. He doesn't apologize for it. He just moves on like, go F yourself. Nothing. I don't really care what you think. Here's part two of this, where thankfully Martha McCallum does not let this go. And Martha's like, hey, buddy, this just doesn't make any sense. Check this out.
But why not say something to Apple? Because we were just told the other day that the White House is keeping an eye on Elon Musk and Twitter. So why would you say that from the podium? You didn't say it, but Karine Jean-Pierre said it, and not call Apple out for helping the Chinese government to suppress their own people's ability to communicate.
Again, I think we've been very clear and consistent on this. Certainly publicly, we've been very open about our desires to be able to see citizens communicate. And you know, Apple, if this is a decision that they're making, then they should have to speak to that. But we aren't in the business of telling private companies how to execute their initiative.
Yeah, but Twitter's a private company too. So why is Twitter getting one treatment and Apple's getting another? Is my question.
Well, these are completely two different circumstances. You're talking about the potential. Well, you're talking about the potential for perhaps foreign investment and involvement in the management of Twitter. That's a different issue than what we're talking about here, which is a business decision by Apple with respect to how one of their applications is being utilized.
Certainly, those they're getting influenced by a foreign government, and that government is China.
Again, John Kirby, how you've allowed yourself to be used as such a fool, I got to tell you, I find really pathetic. It's not personal. From what I've heard, you're a very nice guy, but you're not a man of principle here. I'm sorry to have to inform you. You're embarrassing yourself. And also, you know, you're embarrassing people around you who care about you. I mean, this is just pathetic. Notice his logic here. Again, this is why I'm always proud not to be a leftist. We conservatives will call out our own party and have done so and will continue to do so repeatedly when they violate principles of liberty, freedom, and conservatism. We do it all the time. All the time. If you listen to the show, you know that. Leftists will go along with anything to maintain power at the cost of their own human dignity. She says, you won't call out a private company? You just called out Twitter. No, this is different. Well, how's it different, John? Because with Twitter, we think there's some foreign involvement, which, by the way, is absurd. A Saudi investment fund has money in Twitter as an equity investor, like just about every other company in America has some foreign investors too. They're not board members. Apple, it appears according to reports, was taking orders and instructions from the Chinese Communist Party to limit AirDrop. So your second excuse, oh, it's different. It's about foreign involvement in Twitter. is even worse. Because the foreign involvement in Apple is direct, if the reports are correct. John, again, please show some dignity. My gosh, how embarrassing. I rarely play three clips from this, but again, hat tip to Martha McCallum for doing journalism.
Yeah.
Rare these days. Yeah. Great job. This is part of this again. It's about a minute. Here she's finally like, John, you understand, right? Nothing you're saying right now makes any sense at all. You're just embarrassing yourself. And again, Kirby just doesn't care because the hypocrisy doesn't matter. The power does. He's in charge and you're not. Take a listen.
They've changed policies specifically for China when it comes to what they put on their phones. Right. I mean, that seems like something the White House ought to be able to keep an eye on.
I certainly think that's a fair question to ask Apple and try to make them communicate why they did this.
But I'm asking, has the White House done that? Have you reached out to them as a matter of national security, since we obviously have national security concerns with China, who they seem to be aiding this process?
Sure. I don't have any communications to speak to specifically with Apple executives. Again, it's a private company. They make these policies and they should have to answer for that. What we want to see is that citizens are reliably able to communicate, whether it's a time of crisis or not.
Yeah, but I go back to the same thing, because we were just told that the White House will keep an eye on Twitter because they're concerned about the new Twitter 2.0 that Elon Musk is putting in, where he wants more free speech on Twitter. So they're going to keep an eye on Twitter, and yet you're taking a hands-off approach. You say there's been no communication with Tim Cook at Apple about this process in China with the Chinese government?
Martha, I'm not aware that there's been any conversations specifically with Apple on this particular issue. It's a private company. And as for Twitter, again, Martha, these are apples and oranges. We're talking about potential foreign investment issues, and I have nothing to report in terms of any investigations in that regard. But that was the general concern with respect to Mr. Musk's purchase of Twitter. This is a different issue. This is a policy issue inside of Apple.
They both involve foreign governments, I would argue. We can circle back around on that.
You know, this being in the TV, podcasting, and radio business, one of my biggest beefs, I don't know about you guys, but I watch and consume a lot of this content. One of my biggest beefs with journalists, interviewers, and even some opinion hosts is an effort to be overly friendly to the guest, which you shouldn't. If the guest doesn't want to come on your show, then don't come on the damn show. Simple as that. Is they let them off the hook. The guy will not give an answer, or the woman who's spouting some liberal talking point. And if you notice, you don't see that on liberal networks. If a conservative goes on a liberal network and says something the liberal host doesn't like, the liberal host will not let it go. This will go on for the entire segment. Now, when I do the rebuttal, the debate segment on my show, sometimes I get criticized. All right, Dan, let it go. Move on to the next question, even by my own crew. No, that's how you do it. Don't let him off the hook. Because what happened yesterday is she exposed the fact that these people are absolute frauds, which again, doesn't matter to them, but may matter out there to some independents. I've always told you, it's not the liberal you debate that matters. You're not going to change their mind. Why? They don't want their minds changed. They're power hungry. So why debate them? Because there's typically a third party listening. And when they see you're the one with reason and logic, and they're the ones exposed and their hypocrisy laid bare for all to see, you may change some minds. I know I did often. I had people come up to me when I was running for office and tell me that. I've told that story many times about the Baltimore County Fair. I don't have time for it today, but you will change some minds. Folks, you see, they can afford to be hypocrites, the left, because we don't have a candid, honest Fourth Estate media that holds liberals to account on their hypocrisy and embarrasses them. They let it go, rug right under. Now, they will never extend that courtesy, whatever you want to call it, ever to conservatives. I just told you, if you're a conservative on a liberal network and you say something they don't like, they will never let it go. We need to start doing the same thing. That's how it's done. And they manipulate the facts, the left, and their media allies by censoring the truth and then calling what is seemingly an opinion they don't like misinformation. I want you to watch this. It's a very telling clip. There's this former CNN reporter, Maria Ressa. She was on Colbert. And I want you to listen to how she talks about social media and facts as if she understands what the facts are. She's talking about misinformation and facts, but what she's really saying is we need to use social media to suppress conservative opinion so that we don't have any counter to our silly arguments. Listen to this. It's a very telling clip. Check this out.
If you don't have facts, you can't have truth. Without truth, you can't have trust. Without these three, we have no shared reality. We can't solve any problems. We have no democracy. That's what social media has done. It has come in and used free speech to stifle free speech.
It is you. This is, I mean, this is, you understand, this is a former journalist suggesting that allowing people to speak freely is an attack somehow on allowing people to speak freely. How you'd believe this is a testament to your own low IQ if you're a leftist. You understand how they talk to you like you're an idiot? You know, I was just downstairs, I was talking to my wife, and my mother-in-law hates it when people talk down to her like anyone else would, but she really hates it. Like, you're dead to her. She's like, this lady was talking down to me and I don't like it. And that's it. And she, you understand this is what the leftist media does to you. What they're really saying here is our opinions suck. Our policies are garbage. We suck. We're totalitarians. And in order to prevent you from seeing how bad we suck, we need to censor those opinions using social media to do it. And she wants you to believe that somehow that makes her a warrior for free speech. Again, only a moron believes this. A very, very telling clip there. They have to censor, folks, because if the truth comes out about who they really are, people's eyes are going to open Clockwork Orange style, and it's going to be over for them.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.